Program 3. Text 1. A road accident.
It was raining heavily as I was walking up the hill towards the station at 6 o'clock on a Saturday morning. At this early hour, there wasn't much traffic, and there weren't many people in sight. Just as I was crossing the road near the top of the hill, a car came round the corner. It was travelling very fast, and the driver was obviously having difficulty in controlling it. Suddenly it swerved violently, skidded on the wet road, hit a lamppost, and turned over. At once I ran to the car to assist the driver, but he was unconscious, and there was a lot of blood on his face. A young woman hurried into the station and phoned for an ambulance, while I took care of the driver. A number of other people gathered round the car, but there wasn't a great deal we could do. A policeman arrived a few minutes later and asked me a lot of questions about the accident. Shortly afterwards, the man came round and he was groaning quietly when the ambulance arrived at high speed and rushed him away to hospital. On Monday morning, I went to the hospital to inquire about the man. They told me that his injuries were not serious after all, and that he was rapidly getting over the effects of the accident.
Text 2. A Little Gossip.
Good morning, Mrs. Smith. What beautiful weather again.
Yes, lovely. What a splendid summer we've had so far this year.
Yes, but some people are complaining about the heat and grumbling because we haven't had much rain for the gardens.
Some people are never satisfied.
By the way, have you heard that young Patrick Ellis has had another accident in his car?
How awful. Is he badly hurt?
Well, they took him to hospital, but I don't think it was serious because he's coming home again today.
I suppose he was driving flat out again. Only yesterday I was telling Mrs. Taylor how madly he drives, and all his friends are just the same.
I know. What wild things young men are these days.
I've got some news for you, too. Have you heard that Eva Browning is getting married for the third time on September the 10th?
Fancy that! She only...